The Power Packs Geek Stick. Thanks to the Telstra Store, Mount Barker and Murray Bridge. With Adelaide's tech guy, Richard Pascoe.
It was a week off last week, well earned by Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide tech guy, spent up the middle of our great nation. How was your holiday, Richard?
Really good. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Great to see Uluru and Alice Springs. And we did some exciting things while we were away, like pulled up at Marla in the middle of the night and camped by the side of the road.
So good.
That was pretty exciting going along and doing that. And, you know, if you're ever travelling up that way, if you call into Culgara, there is a which is a place going up there, go and say hello to Matt, who's the grumpiest bloke I've ever met in my life.
Oh, my God.
Matt whinged about serving you. He said, I've got enough to do without making sure that you're all right on your campsite. I've got to look after the locals. I've got to serve behind the bar. I've got to bring meals out. Matt went on and on and on. But, no, I had a great, great trip. And got some travel tips for you as well. So if you're heading up there and phone coverage means anything to you, it was really interesting. The two people that I went with had a Vodafone and an Optus account, and people would know I've got a Telstra account. I was fine for probably 75% of the way through.
Okay, interesting.
The other two, no. Their phones clicked in basically when they got to Alice Springs, and that was about it for it.
Yeah, that's so true.
So it is. Now, if you're roughing it while you're out there as well, look, and I say, you know, like the caravan parks or by the site, you know, look for camp kitchens on there. So that allows you to charge your device as well while you're making or eating food. So many people are doing that. In-car charging, you know, pick your device that you use for in-car charging as well. Some of them don't work as well as others. I took a couple along just to try them out. One I don't think was ever going to charge it at all and is going back. The other one was pretty slow as well. And remember, the camera is the best phone you have.
I reckon those power banks are really good as well. This is like something I actually know something about. And, yeah, power banks are a real go-to because my car doesn't always work properly, but I feel like if you've got a good quality battery pack type thing.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Take those with you, especially if you're going to be off the beaten track for a few days like we've been.
Another thing you can do as well is download maps so that you don't actually need you don't need Wi-Fi. I mean, what am I trying to say? The G's. Any of the G's, the three, the four, the fives.
The PS.
Yeah, so that's a good travel tip. Look, let's just talk about travelling. No, we'll move on. If you're looking to buy an LG smartphone, you reckon that's a no-go, Richard? Tell us more.
Very much a no-go now.
Okay.
LG used to be one of the world's biggest names in smartphones. It announced the last couple of days that's the end of their business.
They're done.
As far as smartphones are concerned, no more smartphones. So they'll still make TVs and fridges or everything. Mm-hmm. They've taken a hammering the last couple of years with Apple and Samsung and a lot of the Chinese brands as well. They're now just 2% of the global smartphone market compared to Apple's 21%, Samsung 16%. They say they will continue to sell smartphones until July 31st. They'll supply support, software updates for existing mobile products in line with Australian consumer laws. Can I just say I wouldn't buy one now? Mm. That's it. Once a company says no more, that's kind of like it for me. So a bit like Sony was a few years ago. As soon as they said no more smartphones, you know, really that was it.
Ava Max here on Power. It's your feel-good station with Damon and Molly. We are joined by one of our favourites, my best friend, Richard Pascoe.
That is definitely an upgrade. Well done, Richard. Congratulations. Hey, let's talk about Facebook data leak this week. It's been all over the news in the last 24 hours. What has gone down?
Turns out that more than 500 million global Facebook users, their accounts are freely available, all their details online. That includes your name, your phone number, your email address, your account ID, and what you've written in your bio on there as well.
Great.
Now, Facebook have come out and said the information is old. We don't know that at the moment. But at the moment, 500 million. Turns out it's roughly 7 million Australians are in that group as well.
Oh,
what can you do about it? I put a couple of links up on my website, which are up there right now. One is a check your security on Facebook as well. They'll run you through all the different things that you should be looking for and what to change, good passwords, two-factor authentication. But if you want to find out if your email address is all part of this, there is a website link up there called Have I Been Pwned? PWNED, and you put your email address in there. It's done by a Microsoft security researcher, and if it comes up, you'll see that you've been leaked on Facebook. It will literally tell you, so you know that you've got to go in and change things.
Now, I've just put my my personal email address in there, and I have been pwned 4 times, Molly.
Oh my God, can you put mine in?
And it says the particular breaches you have been pwned in, so definitely check that out through adelaidetechguy.com.au. The link is there. It'll let you know what you need to shore up. Let's do this.
Crap Tech of the Week. I said Crap Tech of the Week.
Richard Pascoe's Crap Tech of the Week.
Hopefully Mum didn't just tune in to hear I'd been pwned, because she would not know what that means.
I'll talk to your mum about it, mate. It's all right. I will try and be discreet when I say this.
Oh, I'd pay to be a fly on the wall there.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, you reckon there's a company with a little bit too much time on their hands. Is that the case?
Yeah, yes, it is on there as well. It's a Spanish company. So what I need you to do is picture a long white rod. The rod has a smooth curved head. Is your heart speeding up? The rod is undulating at a quick but steady pace. It's moving back and forth. Are you sweating? Now imagine the rod is big, like it's 3 metres long.
Wow.
But this rod generates carbon-free electricity. So the Spanish company Vortex Bladeless has developed a model for bladeless wind turbines that, while sound incredibly horny, may help address the gap in how the world deploys wind power. So they say these giant rods can generate clean power without the harmful environmental effects of the windmill-like turbines. The thing could actually knock back and forth and knock the birds out of the sky. I'll just put that out there as well. They call it a vortex-induced vibration-resonant wind generator. But the good people of the internet have stepped in and given a much more fitting name, the Skybreaker. So, yes.
Oh, no.
Well, I am sweating after that Adelaide Tech Guy appearance. AdelaideTechGuy.com.au is the place you can find Richard Pascoe and all those links that you need to find out if your Facebook data has been breached. We'll do it again next Wednesday, Rich.
Sounds good to me.